KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. A former fisheries aide to Senator Lisa Murkowski, convicted of falsifying his own fishing records, is scheduled for release from prison by Saturday. According to the U.S. Bureau of Prisons, Arnie Fugelvog has been serving time at a minimum security camp in Virginia. Fugelvog last year pleaded guilty to falsifying commercial fishing records for profit. He resigned as an aide to Murkowski shortly before his plea deal with prosecutors was made public. He was sentenced to 5 months in prison, and it was known he was helping prosecutors in another case. Fugelvog recently testified against an Oregon man who once operated a fishing vessel co-owned by Fugelvog. Freddie Joe Hinkins faces up to 5 years in prison after being convicted of falsely reporting where he caught fish in Alaska. Alaska State Troopers on Monday identified the officer involved in a fatal shooting last week. In a web posting, troopers said Sergeant Paul Anthony Wegsrin shot and killed Justin Lloyd Abrahamson on Friday after Abrahamson advanced on troopers with a raised bat. He was shot at about 4:20 in the morning near the Thunderbird Falls exit of the highway that connects Anchorage to Wasilla. Troopers say Wegsrin is a 9-year veteran of the troopers and is assigned to the Palmer Post. The Alaska Bureau of Investigation will investigate the shooting and forward results for determination if lethal force was warranted. And charges have been brought against several youth in the July fire that burned four structures in Teller. The fire also caused several other structures and a loader owned by the community to be destroyed. As the suspects are all juveniles, their cases are being referred to the juvenile justice system, and their names have not been released. Alaska State Troopers have charged two youth with criminally negligent burning in the second degree. In addition, those two were charged with criminal trespass in the second degree, charges that were also brought against six other juveniles for a total of eight suspects. Troopers say the fire started on the second floor of the old Teller Commercial Company building, the former store known as the Blodgett Building. The fire moved to consume two other structures before destroying the Mary's Igloo Traditional Council office. The flames threatened the Teller Catholic Church and the community power plant before members of the Nome Volunteer Fire Department were able to contain the blaze. The U.S. and Alaska state flags will be lowered to half-staff to honor the victims of the Wisconsin shootings. A white supremacist gunned down six people at a Sikh temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin on Sunday. Police killed the shooter. President Obama ordered U.S. flags lowered until sunset Friday. The governor's office says in a release that state flags will also be lowered in accordance with the order. And the Coast Guard says it's ready for expanded activity in Arctic waters, including petroleum exploration. Commandant Robert Papp told a U.S. Senate subcommittee yesterday that their resources are sufficient for activity this summer and perhaps for the next three or four summers. Louisiana Senator Mary Landry conducted the hearing in a hangar of Air Station Kodiak at the request of Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski. Landry said climate models indicate the Arctic Ocean could be free of summer ice after 2030, opening the area to cargo vessels, ecotourism, and possibly commercial fishing. Papp said he has faith in Shell's preparations to drill exploratory wells in the Chukchi Sea and avoid disaster like the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig explosion in the Gulf of Mexico. Nome Joint Utility is topping off its fuel tanks this year, and the utility normally barges up between 1.6 and 2.2 million gallons of fuel to see the city through the winter. But after the spectacle of the fuel delivery this past January, NJUS utility manager John Handeland says they didn't want to take any chances.
The utility board took another look at it and decided that we probably should up the inventory in our tanks just so that we ensured that there were adequate reserves for ourselves and if there should be any emergency.
The utility has already secured 1.3 million gallons of diesel fuel through distributor Delta Western so far this summer, with another 900,000 gallons due within a week. An additional 400,000 gallons has also arrived through Vitus Marine, the same fuel company that, along with the Coast Guard cutter Healy, brought the Renda to Nome last winter.
We went to Vitus as a backstop there to ensure that we could get the adequate quantity and ensure that we were covered for the winter.
Vitus brought fuel to Nome in two vessels, the Singapore-flagged and Russian-captain tanker Moore and the Gibraltar-flagged Oristina. But they didn't just bring fuel for NJUS. Vitus CEO Mark Smith says they also brought up fuel for several AVEC villages, the Northwest Arctic School District, and Bonanza Fuel, including Vitus's latest shipment of 400,000 gallons, and with more fuel yet to come before the end of the season. Altogether, the utility's fuel reserves will be sitting at 2.6 million gallons. And woolly mammoths once roamed across Europe, northern Asia, across the Bering Strait, and throughout Alaska and Canada. But they mostly disappeared from North America around 10,000 years ago, and around 4,000 years ago, they vanished entirely. Well, scientists long debated what ultimately caused the extinction of this unique Arctic mammal, and now Dr. Glenn McDonald, a professor of geography and ecology at UCLA, has published a new paper with colleagues in Russia and the U.S. that says mammoths disappeared gradually over tens of thousands of years. And he says several factors came together to push mammoths over the edge.
The mammoths didn't all disappear everywhere all at once. It was actually a kind of, especially for northern mammoths, a long period of decline in which a number of factors seemed to impact them, cause them to have difficulties. In some cases, they were able to recover, but then they would get hammered down again.
Here, McDonald explained what he and his colleagues believe were the three factors that pushed mammoths to extinction by listening to profiles after this newscast and the weather, and also the 6 p.m. weather. A look at the price of gold, up $1.50 an ounce to $1,614.10. An ounce of silver's up 28 cents to $28.26. And a pound of zinc at 83 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome ahead of schedule at 8:53 this morning and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:47. It's unofficially 48 degrees at the KNOM studios, 9.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.